so free. Camping out all night on the veranda, dealing cards till dawn in La Hacienda. Up to
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stick around for the old codger filling in for the antique phonograph music program.
Hey, hello. Sorry. Hello there, this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour this evening. I'm here for an hour. I beg your tolerance and your patience and your good graces. I was told to say that. I don't really feel it. I don't care if you like the show or not. I'm going to be playing some great music, so you can consider this program an education. We just heard from Baby Dodds, great drummer, Buddy Bolden's Blues number one. And opening up the program, the majestic Butterbeans and Susie. And I got your bathwater on. Yes, this is the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir. Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, Mac. We'll be back next week. This is a last-minute fill-in. Yes, I got the call last night. By the way, you can call me if you need something filled in. Yes, if you have something you need filled in, you call me on the telephone. I've had the same phone number since 1892. I'll give you my phone number. Some of you already know it because you wrote it down. The rest of you, go get a pencil. Write it. No, you can't type it on your iPad. It won't work. See, I was reading about this. There's a manufacturer's flaw in all iPads. I read that in the newspaper. Which one? Which newspaper? The Looky Loo. My phone number, same one since 1892, write it down, is 6. Now, that number, as it turns out, that number cannot be found on iPads. They were manufactured in China, in Guangdong province, and there's a little known fact. I'm going to reveal it to you. The Chinese numerical system does not have a 6. It's still a very backwards country, but it would have been too expensive to recall millions of iPads, so they devised what they call a workaround. I read about this in the computer circuitry in the iPad, in which the device adds 5 plus 1 to fabricate a 6. But it's not a real 6. It's a fake 6. Just like your stupid computers are not real. You idiots. You idiots with your handheld devices and your tablets and your so-called smartphones. It's an imaginary world you're looking at. It's pixels. It's zeros and ones. You want the real world? Drop by my bunker, it's in East Orange, and I'll play you some real music by real singers on real 78 RPM records on a machine you can crank with your own bare hands. Anyway, this is a last minute, that's what I was going to explain. It's a last minute fill-in. Now, I show up here to do the program. They usually give me someone to help. I asked for a 45-year-old hottie to board up. But they sent me this pimple-faced intern named Homer. Well, I sent him down to the corner to get me some bourbon. And then I locked him out. I have a flask of bourbon. I always do. Well, let's get back to the wonderful music. You know, usually, you people tune in for the old codger show, and you're tuning in for the Sophie Tucker. You want some Sophie? Give us Sophie Tucker. I know you're chanting that. Give us Sophie. And I make you wait till like 3/4 of the show is done. Then you get the Sophie Tucker. Let's go right to the Sophie Tucker now on the old codger program on WFMU.
For me, that's for you. 50 million Frenchmen can't be too much. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. All of our fashions come from Gay Paris, and if they come above the knee, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. And if they give the world a new design to prove a lady has a spine, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. They shorten them here, they shorten them there, and if her name is Teddy, they make Teddy Bear. If they prefer to see their women dressed with more or less of less and less, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. When they put on a show and it's a hit, no one tries to censor it, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. And when a book is selling at its best, it isn't stopped, it's not suppressed, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. Whenever they're dry for brandy or rye, to get it, they don't have to give up their right eye. And when we brag about our liberty, and they laugh at you and you and you and me, 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. With embroidery on their pants. And when they start to sing the Marseillaise, they sing it 40 different ways. 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
Things have gone wrong with my love song. I'm not serenading tonight. In my place there's somebody new, doing the things that I ought to do. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the archway where the sweet William grows? If he's fresh and gets too free, I hope a bulldog bites him in the place it bit me. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the archway where the sweet William grows? I will bet 10 to 1 there's not a thing that he can do that I haven't done. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the porchway where the sweet William grows? May he fall, feel a rank, and stagger home with half the trellis work round his neck. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl. Now, who's kissing my girl? Will he kiss her under the nose, or underneath the archway where the sweet William grows? I hope he catches the lot when she empties out her old geranium pot. I wonder who's under her balcony now, who's kissing my girl.
Meat.
He's back.
Thank you.
Was exciting. That was two sides of a 70 RPM record. That's why it was so long. I managed to flip it over so quickly you didn't even notice the segue. That was Dizzy Gillespie from 1947, The Champ. Parts 1 and 2. That was under Savoy label. Great old jazz label. I wonder whatever happened to it. Old friend of mine, Teddy Wig. May he rest in peace, 300-pound Teddy Wig. All you had to do was follow the smell of pastrami, and you could find Teddy. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix Beiderbecke did Baltimore, Roy Brown and his Mighty Mighty Men with Butcher Pete, part one. I can't play part two, it's so filthy that they won't let me play it on the radio. George Formby, I wonder who's under her balcony now. Played the ukulele there and singing. Sophie Tucker did 50 Million Frenchmen. Can't be wrong. I am the old codger. You're tuned to WFMU. I'm filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour here tonight. To give me an hour to play great music. 70 RPM records only. No cassettes. No long playing records, compact discs, mini discs, digital M3Ps, whatever they call them. I don't play them. I am Courtney T. Edison, the old codger. My third set of dentures are older than you. Now you have to take me seriously because I am a man of tremendous substance. I remember back in 1926, I made an announcement. Valentino must have a successor somewhere, and it might as well be me. It was in all the trade papers. That all these Hollywood moguls were pestering me. Get me to sign contracts with their studios. I told them all to go to hell. I wanted to remain in radio, not be in motion pictures. Yes, I wanted to be the Rudolph Valentino of radio. I tried to get people to call me that, refer to old codger as I was old even then, yes, the Rudolph Valentino of radio. But the nickname never took. You can use it if you want. I mean, use it to apply to me, not you. Anyway, I'm here, as you know, filling in, the last minute fill-in. It was an emergency, and the fools down here at WFMU, the rest of them, they host their programs for free. They don't get paid. They think it's some sort of an honor to be on WFMU, and they're willing to volunteer their time and their labor. And I don't suffer from that strain of altruism. I get paid for hosting a program. And when I fill in, the person I fill in for has to pay me. So, I left instructions for Mac, the Antique Phonograph Hour I'm filling in, I left instructions for Mac to stash the cash in the usual corner of the parking lot. Well, I went out there behind the building. Where's my cash? It was not in the usual drop spot. Now, at the parking lot, they got all these storage trailers, which contain compact discs and long-playing records. One is marked Zorn, Z-O-R-N. Who or what is a Zorn? There's a storage trailer with all this music out there. There's another one that is marked Jondek or Yondek, I don't know. And another storage trailer out there says Beach Boys Bootlegs. But my cash was not there. Someone is going to hear a knock on their door at midnight. That person might be station manager Ken Friedman, who is a bounder and a poltroon. Oh, I'm sorry, Ken. I accidentally flicked cigar ashes on your mixing console. Again. Well, anyway, hey, we should get back to the music because I'm running out of time. Doing all this talking, it's very important. You know, but that I am a man of substance. So let's hear from an artist of substance, Cab Calloway, on your concert program on WFMU.
Dark clouds will break up if you wake up and live. Squad is great, but mama's already got to wake up and live. Show the stuff you made up, just follow through. What are you afraid of? You try it, won't you? Say, won't you wake up and live? Come out your shell. Hey, fella, find your place in the sun. Come out your shell. Say, man, just be a go-getter. Santa Bunker, won't you wake up and live? If Lady Luck is yawning, up on your toes, a better day is dawning. Don't let them get up and give. Just get yourself a shake up and wake up and live.
What we all want, lots of LSD. He also had a camel, stole it from a zoo. How he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Ali Baba.
Ali Baba's camel loved Ali Baba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. They say he's gone to heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever Ali Baba's gone, his camel's gone there too. Crossing the equator, gee, how hot it was. Poor old Ali Baba fussed and swore because he was so very thirsty, and everybody knows it's horrible to walk for miles with sand between your toes.
Oh, how the camel loved Ali Baba.
Ali Baba's camel turned round and licked his hand. It said, oh, Ali Baba, I surely understand. We must find an oasis and get a drink somehow. But hark, I hear the temple bells, they'll all be open now.
Thank you. camel loved Ali Baba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. They say he's gone to heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever Ali Baba's gone, his camel's gone there too. Then you will sigh, maybe you'll cry.
Great to call you there from Koichi Sugi and his orchestra from pre-war Japan. I know which war you're wondering. There's so many of them. And so many ahead of us, I'm certain. But we'll survive. I did. I have survived 12 major wars. Yes. I tried to stay out of them. Koichi Sugi and his orchestra with Yagi Bushi, and before that, Ruth Edding. The Whisper and Blue, Ambrose and his orchestra, with War Dance for Wooden Indians. The Rhythmic Troubadours sang about Alibaba's Camel and about LSD. Cab Calloway with Wake Up and Live. Yes, wake up and live. Enjoy your life. This is the old codger inviting you to enjoy your life and stop wallowing in your misery. Great way, of course, to stop wallowing in your misery is to stop listening to WFMU, except when I'm on, and maybe Mac, the anti-chronograph hour, and maybe Irene, who's on next. She's a nice lady, a little young for me, but she's very nice. So, I talk about enjoying life. I went out for dinner last night with my good friend Jasper Quagnagel. Rummy Delbarton was supposed to join us, but he pulled a muscle in his wallet. That happens a lot. Rummy's wallet is often seriously injured just when the check arrives. It's a recurring injury. So Jasper and I recommended a topical anesthetic and suggested that Rummy stay home so his wallet can recuperate. Anyway, Jasper took me to some really fancy restaurants called Lola Bell's. Lola Bell's. I thought all the waitresses would be called Lola Bell, but no. There were no waitresses named Lola Bell. There were waiters named Bruce. And they weren't as cute as the waitresses I'm used to, and I'm not inclined to flirt with the Bruces of the world. You understand. I like my Lola Bells, especially younger Lola Bells, age 45 or 50. But I ain't messing with no 40-year-old jailbait. Anyway, Jasper and I had a fine meal. But on the menu, we had baby lamb chops with mint sauce, baby beef ribs, baby spinach and garlic oil, baby arugula, grilled baby bok choy. What else do we have? Sautéed baby clams and some baby artichokes. Yes, nothing makes me hungrier than babies on the menu. Me and W.C. Fields have similar culinary preferences. We love children, especially if they're properly cooked. Anyway, I've only got 10 minutes left. That reminds me, I'm supposed to go to see Molasses Hathaway for dinner after the show. He makes the best rat's ass soup. It is delicious. It's like a gumbo. Anyway, here's back to the music now. What do we have here? 78 RPM records only on the Old Codger Show on WFMU. This is Noel Coward.
Lord Elderly, Lord Boromir, Lord Sicket, and Lord Camp. With every virtue, every grace, ah, what avails the sceptered race? Here you see the four of us, and there are so many more of us, eldest sons, that must succeed. We know how Caesar conquered Gaul, and how to whack a cricket ball. Apart from this, our education lacks coordination. Though we're young and tentative, and rather representative scions of a noble breed, we are the products of those homes serene and stately that only lately seem to have run to seed. The stately homes of England, how beautiful they stand, to prove the upper classes have still the upper hand. Though the fact that they have to be rebuilt and frequently mortgaged to the hilt is inclined to take the guilt off the gingerbread, and certainly damps the fun of the eldest son. But still we won't be beaten, we'll scrimp and screw and save. The playing fields of Eton have made us frightfully brave. And though if the Van Dykes have to go and we pawn the Bechstein brand, we'll stand by the stately homes of England. Here you see the pick of us. You may be heartily sick of us, still with sense we're all imbued good. Our homes command extensive views, and with assistance from the Jews, we have been able to dispose of rows and rows and rows of Gainsboroughs and Lawrences, some sporting prints of Aunt Florence's, some of which were rather rude. Although we sometimes flaunt our family conventions, our good intentions mustn't be misconstrued. The stately homes of England we proudly represent. We only keep them up for Americans to rent. Though the pipes that supply the bathroom burst and the lavatory makes you fear the worst, it was used by Charles the First, quite informally, and later by George the Fourth, on a journey north. The State Departments keep their historical renown. It's wiser not to sleep there in case they tumble down. But still, if they ever catch on fire, which with any luck they might, we'll fight for the stately homes of England. The stately homes of England, though rather in the lurch, provide a lot of chances for psychical research. There's the ghost of a crazy younger son who murdered in 1351 an extremely rowdy nun who resented it, and people who come to call meet her in the hall. The baby in the guest wing who crouches by the grate was walled up in the west wing in 1428. If anyone spots the Queen of Scots in a hand-embroidered shroud, we are proud of the stately homes of England.
Down on the Gulf Coast in 1904, I missed going to the St. Louis Exposition to get in a piano contest, which was won by Alfred Wilson of New Orleans. I was very much disgusted because I thought I should have gone. I thought Tony Jackson was going to be there, and of course that kind of frightened me. But I knew I could have taken Alfred Wilson. So then I decided that I would travel about different little spots. Of course, I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi during the time. I used to often frequent the Flat Top, which was nothing but an old honky-tonk, where nothing but the blues were played. There was fellas around played the blues like Brocky Johnny, Skinny Head Pete, Old Florida Sam, and Tricky Sam and that bunch.
What did they play?
Well, they just played just ordinary blues, the real low-down blues, honky-tonk blues.
What
was
the name of that?
Well, for an instant, Brocky Johnny used to say, sing a tune something like this. The title was, All you gals better get out and walk, because he's going to start his dirty talk. That's it was. So he happened to truck down to Mobile. At that time, I was supposed to be a very good pool player, and I could slip upon a lot of people playing pool. Because I played piano, and they thought I devoted all my time to the piano. So we got in Alabama bound, and the frequent saying was, any place that you was going, why, you were supposed to be bound for that place. So, in fact, we was Alabama bound. When I got there, I wrote this tune called Alabama Bound. It goes this way. I'm Alabama bound. Alabama bound. If you like me, sweet baby, you gotta leave this town. When that rooster crows, when the hen ran around, if you want my love, sweet babe, you gotta run me down.
don't you leave me here. Don't leave me here. But sweet Papa, if you just must go, leave a dime for beer. I said, sweet mama, babe, sweet mama, babe, if you must stay, I'll be gone for days and days.
All right, folks of this thriving community, if I'm elected your president, every Sunday evening at 2:30, I'll entertain all your kiddies on the White House lawn. All right, folks, if you send me to Washington as your leader, I'll personally see to it that every living American gets his potion after I get mine. All right, folks, we all are worrying about the coming election. But you know, folks, we got to make the proper selection. And I want to get all you people straight about all the candidates. Now, if you want a man with a good offer, then cast your ballot for Kefauver. And you can rest and be assured you'll get no graft from Taft. But if you want administration that'll groove you, that'll move you and keep you sent,
vote for John Paul.
If you want to get the military bit straight, we all know that MacArthur would be great. And if you want a hipster that'll take no sassin', then vote for Stassen. But if you want to walk on the sunny side of the street with a candidate with a beat,
vote for John Paul President.
That's right, folks. You know, folks, I ain't running no chicken in the pot campaign. Everybody's gonna drink champagne. And in every city, I'm gonna install a rhythm committee. Pass out them cigars there, boy. And on my birthday, everybody in the USA is gonna get new shoes. We're going dancing. Nobody will get the blues. No longer will I be on a phonograph record. I'm gonna be on congressional record. If you want the man of the hour, then vote for Eisenhower. And ladies and gentlemen, don't sit there and sob, 'cause Truman don't want the job. But if you want a candidate that's real cool, don't vote for the elephant or the mule. Vote for me.
Vote for John Paul President.
Folks, if you send me to White House, we all will serve.
Vote for John Paul
time.
President.
I'll put everybody on relief.
Vote for John Paul President.
If you want to hustle with Russell, go ahead.
Vote for John Paul President.
Folks, if you stick with me, I'll put everybody in the red.
Vote for John
right in
Paul
for me, folks.
Yes, he was the best that we ever had to offer as a candidate for the White House. Louis Jordan, there, what a ticket, what a campaign, what a platform. 1952, I voted for him. Did you? Before Louis Jordan, General Earl Morton with I'm Alabama Bound, and Noel Coward with the Stately Homes of England. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I've been filling in for Mac, the antique phonograph hour. It was an emergency filling, but he's okay. He's probably working somewhere, digging ditches. He got a job digging ditches tonight. So he'll come in next week and tell you all about the holes he was digging. I'm sure. It'll be a fascinating story. I hear other people on the station talking about their boilers. God, what a bunch of bores. Well, Irene is on next, and she's great. I approve of her programming, even if she doesn't play any 78 RPM records. So I'll be back one of these days when they invite me. The old codger. Stay tuned for Irene. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope. Where is that? MFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, 91.9 FM. And online at WFMU.org. Foy!